So lovely to be with you and to be. Being is and as being, there is peace, the peace of being. So when you welcome yourself, you're welcoming being. Being is welcoming itself. And in this welcoming, there is no separate person. It is the totality welcoming itself. When you welcome the other, you are welcoming yourself as that same being, that same beingness, that same reality. I refers to being, awareness. Always available to you, always available to itself. Although on one hand, I references the limited imaginary person, I also references borderless awareness. When you investigate I, you start from I am somebody, I'm a person, I exist in time and space, there is a story about my past, my family, my tribe, and some story about my future. But this story, which is a series of images and feelings is an appearance. It appears to you. It's like a parade that is parading itself in front of your eyes. You are viewing the story of me. And in order to view the story of me and really get into it, you need to first define yourself as a particular me, as a particular character, and buy into it. So there is this character which appears to you as images, memories, sensations, feelings. And you have bought into this way of defining yourself, this way of defining your true nature, your true self, because there is only one true self, only one reality. And I identify myself with whatever it is, with that character, those images, those feelings. I identify myself somehow. As a person, with a personal life, a personal reality. And that's the story of my life. I overlook the I, that which is not an appearance. I overlook the reality of awareness, the reality of consciousness, as I identify myself with an object. But the person you believe yourself to be in, you perceive, is in the movie. You are in the theater viewing. You're not actually in the movie. You're not actually limited. You're not a limited entity, limited character, subject to conditions, subject to situations. So the sense of limitation, the ignorance, is a choice we make. Meaning it's a consciousness makes the choice that I, the borderless awareness, I'm an object, a person, a female, a male form. How could you be something that you perceive? How could you be dependent and limited by body-mind activities and sensations that you perceive, that appear to you? In your night dreams, you dream various characters and you dream yourself to be one of these characters. You dream that every character in your dream, including yourself being a character in the dream, have their own personal thoughts. While in fact, everybody's thoughts in the dream, including the thoughts of the character you imagine yourself to be, are your own creation. And in the dream, you're surprised when you're sitting with a friend in the dream and they tell you a joke and you're listening to the joke and you don't know the punchline. And when they tell you the punchline, you're surprised and you start laughing. And yet, Aren't you the one who is dreaming? Who's dreaming the joke? You know already, you already know the punchline. You are creating the entire show. And in spite of you being the creator of the entire show, you're surprised. In your night dream, you open a door and you're surprised by what you find behind that door, what you find in the room. And yet you're the creator of the dream, you're creator of the room, and you're the creator of whatever it is that is in that room. And yet you're surprised. It's exciting to be a character in the dream. Falling in love, falling out of love. Overcoming obstacles. Feeling excited, elated. Or feeling depressed, abandoned, lonely. There's a certain excitement in that. Until you decide you're no longer interested in buying into this bill of goods. And then you lift the veil.